Thank you for checking out the Radio Bypass Podcast. It is time for episode number 6. Got a lot of great music coming up in this episode. And today's episode is going to be a little bit different. In previous episodes, I've played some new bands, some new music, some old music. But today's episode, everything you're going to hear is from 30 years ago. Everything on today's episode came out in 1987. And that was sparked by my daughter. My daughter asked me to play a song for her from Aerosmith off the Permanent Vacation album that she really likes. And of course, that record came out in 1987 and kind of began the resurgence of Aerosmith. Permanent Vacation and its follow-up Pump was kind of thought to be the 1-2 punch that Toys in the Attic and Rocks was in the 70s, that brought Aerosmith back in the 80s. So I started thinking about all the different songs and albums that came out in 1987, and there was a lot of great hard rock and heavy metal music coming out that year. So I decided that this episode will be completely dedicated to 1987. And if you were around back then, a lot of what I'm going to play today you will enjoy for sure. And if you weren't rocking back in 1987, maybe you'll find some stuff that you really like, even though it's 30 years old. So for my daughter Valerie, the first track I'm going to play is from Aerosmith, as I said, from the Permanent Vacation album that came out in 1987. This is a track called Hangman Jury. Aerosmith, yes, from Permanent Vacation. Hangman Jury, again, thanks to my daughter for requesting that song and then leading me to think back on 1987. I'm looking forward to sharing with you a lot of my favorites from that year. Hopefully you'll dig them too. So as I said at the beginning, with Aerosmith, Guns N' Roses was a huge breakout in 1987 with their debut record. And in fact, Aerosmith took Guns N' Roses out on tour, if you recall. If you were around at that time, it was quite a double whammy. Aerosmith was just at the height of their powers then, and Guns N' Roses came out kicking some major butt as well. So from the debut record, of course, everybody still hears Paradise City and maybe Welcome to the Jungle. So I thought I'd pick something different off that debut that doesn't get played all the time. So from Guns N' Roses, this is Night Train.
Let's go.
Riding that night train with Guns N' Roses. Man, it's hard to believe that that album was 30 years ago. Guns N' Roses still seems like a new band to me in many ways, but obviously they are not. So from their debut, that was Night Train. And then another band that they weren't brand new in 1987, but they did do kind of an interesting track in 1987 that they released in the beginning of the year on an EP. And I'm talking about the band Anthrax. They kind of merged some metal with some rap. It was a little different at the time. May not seem like it now, but it was then. So from Anthrax, this is a track called I'm the Man.
Yo, man, what's the matter with you?
I'll get it the next time. I mean,
Charlie, beat the beat, the beats you beat.
The only thing hard is the smell of my feet.
So listen, of course you might get dissed. Don't train the lizard or take a
chair.
Hey. What's the beat?
I'm on your case, I'm in your face. I'll get you in your bottom back and fight. Step up, sucker, understand. Don't you know that?
I'm the man, I'm the man. I'm so bad, I should be the engine. I'm the man.
Sleeping late.
They drink the drinks, the drinks they drag.
I put my money in the bag.
They cut their crack, they offer drugs. We don't do drugs, do you get off?
Meaning?
Point not, point not.
That's the beat.
I'm on your case, I'm in your face. Kick you in your bottom back and play. Step up, sucker, understand. Don't you know that?
I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm bad. I'm so bad, I should be the dead.
Different way.
We like to be different, not cliche.
Well, they say rock and metal can never mix, but all I'm thinking.
Sexual organ located in the lower abdominal area.
No, man, it's. Ah!
Face.
Toilet paper.
Yo, watch the beat.
Yeah.
I'm on your case, I'm in your face. I'll give you your bottle back and fight. Step on, sucker, understand. I'll give you the
man. I'm the man. I'm the man. I'm bad. I'm so bad, I should be the tension. I'm the man.
I'm the Man from Anthrax. Fun track. They did two versions of it. That was the cleaned up radio version that I have from back when I worked at WVBX. And there was also a different version, not quite as PG as that version was. But just a really fun track. I'm not a rap fan by any means, but when they put that one together, I thought that was a pretty interesting mixture. So as we're enjoying music from 1987, next up, I'm going to feature the band White Lion. They had some records out prior to 87, but in 1987, they released an album called Pride, and that was the one that really saw them gain some commercial success. A couple of hit record, or a couple of hit songs off of that record, a tune called Wait, When the Children Cry. Those were probably the two biggest ones off of that particular release. However, the one I'm going to feature for you right now is the leadoff track from the Pride album from White Lion. This is a track called Hungry.
Baby, baby.
White Lion, Feeling Hungry, back in 1987 from their release Pride. Hope you're enjoying this flashback to 30 years ago on the Radio Bypass podcast. As I was putting this together, I came up with just so many tracks that were so good in 1987 that I won't have enough time to fit them all into one episode of the podcast. So I think we'll do part two of looking back on 1987 next week. But next up on this edition of the flashback to 1987, I'm going to play yet another track from a band that had already had done pretty well by this time, but they did have a big album in 1987, and that's Motley Crue. They had a release out called Girls, 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 and just that song alone was a huge hit. But, of course, I'm going to play a different track than the one that you heard repeatedly. This one from Motley Crue is All in the Name of... In the Name of Rock, Motley Crue right there from their 1987 release, Girls, Girls, Girls. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You're listening to the Radio Bypass podcast. And today's episode, we are flashing back 30 years, going to 1987 and covering a lot of the great music that came out that year. Next up, I'm going to play something from Sammy Hagar. By 1987, Sammy had been in Van Halen for a couple of years and had a couple of big albums with them already, and decided that when he joined Van Halen, he never really ended, in a sense, his solo career. So he decided to put out another album in 87 under the Sammy Hagar name, and it was unofficially at the time called I Never Said Goodbye, although the album title initially was just Sammy Hagar, but it has become known as that, and I think even in today's world they actually advertise it as that. And the neat thing about this record is Eddie Van Halen actually is the bass player on this whole album. So from that album, Sammy Hagar, 1987, this is a track called What They Gonna Say Now.
Save your money, baby.
Sammy Hagar with Eddie Van Halen. Almost said Michael Anthony on bass, because of course he was the bass player in Van Halen. But that's Eddie Van Halen on bass from 1987's Sammy Hagar Never Said Goodbye release. And next up, we're going to go to Canada for a band that was never huge in the United States, but put out some consistently good records in the 1980s. And that's a band called Kick Axe. And in 1987, their release was entitled Rock the World. This is a tune called We Still Remember.
Fire!
Kick X, we're still remembering, 1987 here on the Radio Bypass Podcast. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and I hope you've been enjoying this 30-year-ago flashback. I know I've enjoyed hearing a lot of these tunes again, and there's so many I still wasn't able to get to today in today's episode, so we will definitely do 1987 Flashback Part 2 next Sunday, because I have no more time today. I've just got time to fit in one more track. And since we just played Kick Axe from Canada, I'm going to end things with a better-known Canadian band. No, not Rush. Although they may have released something in 1987, too, that I forgot about. I'll have to look into that. But no, I am talking about Triumph. They released a record called Surveillance in 1987. So from that record, we're going to end things with a track called Headed for Nowhere. Thank you for listening to the Bypass Podcast, Radio Bypass Podcast. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Have a great week, everybody.